The book Sylvie left is titled Trace de la Guerre, and she has offered to take me on a tour of war cemeteries, thinking I'm compiling a history on World War I. But I have declined. I'm only pretending to have that purpose. You would have done the same, brought your paints, even if you never picked up a brush. Why am I here? Oh, dear heart, why have I been anywhere since your death? With you gone and your brothers having left, I felt like an unlikely soldier who discovers herself miraculously standing when everything else has blown away. Was it me who mistakenly detonated the bomb? Was the shattered landscape all my fault? I became a faceless cleaner who, without emotion, appears to sweep up torn limbs, barbed wire and broken crockery, as if they are much the same things. Stops every so often to make sense of a buckle. Looks for the belt. I stumbled into a salon because washing my hair seemed too complicated a task. A cut? The girl asked. No, just wash it. I left to interview writers at a festival, cue cards on my lap, numb. Helen MacDonald was there. She spoke of her attempt to tame a hawk in the wake of grief. I never line up for book signings, but was drawn to her table. My daughter, I began when it was my turn. You had died 6 weeks ago. I give you permission to go mad, she said, signing her book for both of us. And I did. I went in search of battered places, wild and scarred places as terrible as my heart. The bleak island in the Outer Hebrides in midwinter. The tiny room in Berlin. And to ride pillion on a motor scooter across rice paddies in Kedah. The driver, lean and dark, had stopped to ask if I wanted a lift. Where are you headed? Anywhere. It was an American, Hermie, who enticed me to East Berlin. I'd met him in one of those chat rooms, on painting, I think, because of you. And there he'd been, his photo in black and white. I couldn't bear anything in color then. Hermie had been a major in the American Air Force during the Cold War, had studied theology before that, and later left the military to become a minister in a small church, although he'd recently resigned from the position. In Berlin, he was writing a play in an artist residency and making small sculptures out of bottle tops and wood. And because of that, because he too was wrestling with war and faith, I flew all the way from Australia to meet him on a railway overpass at nightfall. I couldn't have cared less if he'd buried a knife in my heart. To some extent, he did. Sylvie thinks it's sad I'll be staying in a two-bedroom cottage alone. Why the other room? She asked. She's very beautiful, sleek and shiny like a strong bird in spring. She is also generous and kind. On my first afternoon, she insisted on taking me to buy groceries in nearby Vim. It is only safe to go in the evenings, she said. The government is putting in a new sewerage system through the villages, and the main road is blocked during the day. Still, at early evening there were clouds of dust, as if there had been an explosion, as if someone had discovered an undetonated bomb that went off 10 minutes ago. All those trucks and men shouting. It could have been the last days of a war, if that's how your imagination runs.